से थंबनेल देख देख
भाई अब विवेक को बता दे, तू आ गया है, वो बेचारा तेरा थंबनेल देख देख के थक गया है, वो कब से वेट कर रहा होगा, क्योंकि हमारा कोलैबोरेशन इज पेंडिंग फॉर मंथ्स।
बताओ
राइट, व्हेन इज इट दैट वी लास्ट स्पोक? यू माइट वांट टू म्यूट दैट।
तू आ गया है, वो बेचारा तेरा थंबनेल देख देख के थक गया है, वो कब से वेट कर रहा
है तेरे पीसी पे, मेरे ख्याल से पीछे से वो चल रहा है।
अच्छा, इज इट बेटर नाउ?
राइट, इट्स बेटर। या व्हेन वाज द लास्ट टाइम वी स्पोक तीर्थक?
Directly, it's been a while, but हाँ, चैटें तो होती रहती हैं।
हाँ, we'll text once in a while, but like I think जब the last time Vishnu and I were talking and you'd come over, when was that? How long ago was that?
I think it's been a few months. Yeah, it's been a couple months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been a couple months.
And since then, we've been sort of trying to have like an idea of what we'll talk about. And I'm glad we bottle it down to what we did, which is going to be, you know, like something that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, me too.
Right. I think an experience that you would quite relate to in my sense, maybe not as much as probably someone else, but still, was I could not deal with the science as it was taught in our CBSE regular whatever schools that we went to. And then when I had an absolutely disassociated interaction with science again, right? Yeah. When I was free to interact with it at my own will, in my own judgment, with my own tastes and preferences.
Yeah.
I automatically became so much more fond of the sciences. Like, it happened just like this. You don't think?
That doesn't surprise me, actually. I've seen this actually world over in different contexts of with people of different nationalities, different education systems. It's the same story, you know. This sentence comes up again and again. So I'm just going to go into it a little bit because it just came in my head. Ye sentence kafi baar suna hai maine ki, yeah, I hate that subject. Typically spoken of maths and physics. Yeah, I hate that subject. And I feel like, matlab jo bol rahe unki galti nahi hai. And I'm going to, is it okay if I switch between Hindi and English? I'm not sure what your audience is.
You're
like,
the linguist here.
My dad is the linguist here.
Dad's the linguist here.
Yeah. Let's not get my daddy issues into this live.
I am not the one trying to do that. Listen, that's not on me.
Huh. Yaar, abhi bhi, yaar, matlab, when someone calls me Mr. Saha, I'm just like, Dad, come. Anyway.
Destined to live under the shadow, huh?
I know. No, dude, my dad's shadow is huge. But we'll talk about that some other time. Anyway. पॉइंट बीइंग ये सेंटेंस हर जगह सुना है मैंने, बच्चों से लेके बड़ों तक, मेरे से भी बड़े जो है, कि आई हेट दैट सब्जेक्ट और आई हेटेड दैट सब्जेक्ट, आई डोंट वांट टू टॉक अबाउट इट, यूजुअली मैथ्स फिजिक्स साइंस सब्जेक्ट्स में। एंड आई थिंक दैट्स नॉट एन इनकरेक्ट स्टेटमेंट फॉर द पीपल हु आर सेइंग दिस, आई थिंक इट इज एन इनकम्प्लीट स्टेटमेंट। द रीजन आई से दैट इज दैट you don't know the subject at all, right? How can you hate something that you have never been introduced to, right? It's like koi banda mere paas aata hai ke, so I'm single right now, right? So if my friend comes over and we're just hanging out and he says, dude, I met this girl, I think you guys would be a good match, you should try it out. And he gives me a very basic kind of description of her, right? Like, height ye hai, weight ye hai, her favorite color is black, whatever, so on and so forth. And I'm like, I hate her. Kitna absurd lagta hai sunne mein. Right? And so I think that the problem is that people don't get introduced to what physics actually is, what maths actually is. So can I take like 2 seconds to divert? I promise I'll join back in.
Sure, like, do you want to divert to a different topic altogether, or like, what do you mean?
No. It's the same thing, but I'm going to take a different way of like trying to make people understand what I'm trying to say here.
Before you do that, on the same path that you just charted, know that it's like there's something stopping people from truly interacting with math and science. My question then becomes, what is this obstruction? What is stopping people? Because we are studying it, right? Our books are filled with questions of math and science. All our middle years from, I think, grade 4th or 5th minimum to all the way to like 12th grade, you were almost surrounded with mathematics. And even after, like, you were the testing yeah. years. Wahan pe to matlab tum educate ho rahe ho proper. Teachers are responsible. Yeah. What is yeah. it? Like, what is stopping me from being...
Exactly. Wahi point hai, yaar. Matlab, actually, before we get into that, I'm seeing some comments ki ye hai kaun. So, maybe we'll get into an introduction of I mean, who I am in just a little bit.
We don't
bit.
Have to. You're my but, guest. That's it. End of story. Haan,
haan. So, theek hai. Main Prakhar ka bhai hai. Theek hai. So, anyway. So, speaking of linguistics, theek hai, let's take a linguistics theory of which has evolved greatly with our understanding of human psychology and how child psychology works, etc., etc. Over, pehle lagta tha, pehle jo definition tha mother tongue ka. मदर टंग का डेफिनेशन बहुत पहले ये होता था कि जहां पे आप पैदा हुए हो वहां उस रीजन में जो लैंग्वेज बोला जा रहा है वो आपका मदर टंग है ठीक है बट देन पीपल स्टार्टेड माइग्रेटिंग राइट एंड द वर्ल्ड बिकेम मोर ग्लोबलाइज्ड इंडियन पेरेंट्स मूव टू द यूएस एंड हैड किड्स देयर राइट एंड देन लैंग्वेज स्टार्टेड नोटिसिंग दैट किड्स आर पिकिंग अप 3, 4, 5 languages all at the same time, you know, in perfect language. So now the linguistics theory of mother tongue says that children between the age of, I think I can get these ages wrong, but approximately 3 to 9, they can pick up any language through immersion, no limits. Any number of languages, any number of accents, any number of grammatologies, theek hai? But the only caveat is that this is only applicable for speaking, the spoken part of languages, not the writing. Why is that? The reason behind that is that speaking has a lot of human context with it. A lot of your senses are engaged when you are looking at me and you are hearing me, right? You're looking at my hand gestures. You're looking at my facial expressions.
Right.
You're getting the intonations, the differences in inflection and all that. So it is much easier for a human being to grasp and pick up a language, the spoken part of it. That's why babies speak before they write. Now, coming to the writing part is an artificial human construct. जो हमने बनाया है हमने यहाँ पे एक ऐसा line draw करके हमने बोला है कि this denotes S. That is not a natural universal S. The sir sound a baby can make because that is just the baby's biology.
That's basic programming.
उसको अलग से सीखना नहीं पड़ेगा कि sir कैसे बोलते हैं.
Right, right.
Right. So, the rules of grammar, the letters, which letter represents which sound, how they work together to form words, how they form together to form sentences, sentences, paragraphs कैसे बनते, all that, that is rules. Those are artificial.
Right.
That's why they are taught later.
Right.
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 But कोई भी इंडिया में मैं इंडिया की बात कर रहा हूं अभी we'll get to other nations बाद में.
Right.
ठीक है कोई भी हमारा फिजिक्स नोटबुक उठा ले कोई भी फिजिक्स का या मैथ्स का बुक उठा ले टेक्स्ट बुक उठा ले 9th 10th 11th 12th क्या पढ़ाया जा रहा है
ये जो रूल्स हैं. Right.
Formulas, rules,
the
maths behind it, which is an artificial construct used to describe the physics of the natural world.
Right.
कहीं पे story नहीं बता रहे कि भैया कहां से आ रहा है ये सब. How does it affect you in your human context? तो हमें कोई human context नहीं दे रहा है science में. So now, तूने अभी जो बोला कि when I left school, I hated it. I left school and then I got reintroduced to physics or maths in the real universe in a different
reality,
environment, related environment. I saw physics in a whole new light.
Right.
Why? Because you entered context first. And now if you want to, you can learn the rules of it.
Bro, that's solid. That's a very solid explanation. So, to answer the question I had, which is that what is standing in the way, I thought answer kya hoga? Testing, ya education system, ya teacher quality. But it is actually ki connect hai hi nahi. There is nobody standing. There is no path to meeting physics where physics belongs. It is only kya? Ki F is equal to MA.
Haan.
Right?
But force physics hai kya?
Haan.
Force hai kya? Mass hai kya?
Right.
A acceleration hai. Mujhe pata hai. A ka mera, main uska
9.8 meter per second
integral nikal sakta. Hai kya?
Haan.
how does it affect me in my personal human context? Koi context nahi deta hai. So it's kind of like trying to teach a baby how to write before teaching them how to speak. How absurd would that be?
Bro, that's a beautiful analogy. That bloody works. If you get to explain that to somebody, I don't know. Have you covered this in your content yet?
Nein.
This needs to be a clip. This needs to be a clip that goes like, matlab, this makes the problem so easy to understand. It is probably one of the closest metaphors you can make without getting into details and blames.
Yeah.
You can explain why we are fundamentally broken in the way we approach education. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. And this applies to anything you want to pick up. Yeah. Why is something like, let's say Duolingo. Huh. I don't know how many of...
No, I've used Duolingo. Duolingo
people have heard of it.
Right.
Huh. Duolingo is basically...
Hold up. You cut out. Do we have you? Huh? Duolingo is basically...
A language learning app. Can you hear me?
Right. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Huh. It's probably the most popular language learning app across the world, as far as I know.
I think so too. Hmm.
The reason it became so popular all of a sudden was that in the app, it was engaging at least three of your senses.
Huh.
Visual.
Huh.
Pictures dikha raha tha. Theek hai? It was using the words in sentences that made sense regardless of your personal history, like your background, your nationality, whatever. Theek hai? It also had the auditory thing. Like someone was speaking the shit to you.
Right.
Right. Oh, also, I don't know if I can curse.
Oh, yeah, you can curse, bro. ये कोई टाइम नहीं है रूल्स के बारे में सोचने का, just by the way. Now you do what you do. मैं बाद में एडिट करवा दूँगा. हाँ, go ahead. And shit is not cursed, by the way. I want to change this for the world. Very importantly for my parents and their generation. Shit is not cursed. Shit is what you do every day before you press the flush. Like, think about it. Please don't, like, there is real curse words that we should not dilute by saying shit is a curse word. Right? Fuck is a curse word. Okay, now we can do that, you know? Like, but shit, no. Huh.
No.
Go on.
Yeah. But we can do both. So, because it's our life.
That's fine.
Huh. If you don't like it, fuck off. Huh. Anyway.
That part, I don't agree with. I'm sorry, I'm backing out of that.
I know. That's just me, guys. Okay. Huh. Huh. So coming back to the point being that there is a natural order of pedagogy or learning.
Huh.
Okay. That we apply in a lot of human places. Just like I said, like teaching babies how to do stuff, right? Motor skills, language skills, etc. Why do we stop doing that once a child is in school? Why do we not apply the same methodologies? And a lot of work is happening now, you know, like in the modern form of education. People are talking about this. People are talking to educationists. People are talking to pedagogy experts, psychology experts, and they're bringing it in. But I believe, this is just my personal opinion, that on an average, it's not that they are perfect, but on an average, the West has been a little bit ahead in this than us.
In what exactly? In how they teach their kids?
In how they in the approach that they use to teach their kids, not what they teach their kids, but the approach.
Huh.
So sometimes when we go from India to the States, jab matlab bachelor's karke masters karne jaate log, or even for bachelor's actually, we find the first 2-3 years very easy, very easy, because we've already done that in 9th, 10th. But which part do we find easy? That's the interesting thing. The part that we find easy is iska formula kya hai. Mujhe pata hai kyunki mujhe 9th mein ratwaya gaya tha. Mujhe pata hai. And some American kid, poor kid is like there with his like big ass calculator trying to figure it out.
Right.
Okay. So that's that. Now in this world, like that has become synonymous with smart.
Right.
But then if you look at the last 10 years or 20 years of how many world-changing research papers have come out of which countries' universities, there is an overwhelming majority in the West.
The US, yeah. No, in the US primarily.
Primarily in the US.
I'm pretty
but
sure
also
it's
like,
landslide.
But also like Europe, like Switzerland, Germany, etc. But yeah, overwhelmingly in the West.
Right.
The reason for that is the methodology. You know, they teach you how to think. versus what to think.
Well, I mean, see, that's a fair point, but it's also a fair leap. So let me chunk it up a little bit so we can sort of handle that, right?
Uh-huh.
It makes no sense to me that you would train your kid and then berate him, assess him, evaluate him, tell him he's good or bad at such an impressionable age for his information retrieval abilities. The fact that he can pull out rabbits from his hat when asked to should be no metric to judge a kid. I understand that was possible in the times when, you know, we had no internet and maybe information retrieval and bandwidth of communication was the limiting factor of growth. Like, how quickly can you recall is sufficient to make you grow through the hierarchy? Maybe. Today, no matter what, your kid is facing the risk of being replaced with technology faster than ever. Heck, you, before you even retire, no matter how old you are facing the risk of being replaced by technology like this. Probably you are somebody who's already been replaced by technology. So wake up to that, right? Information retrieval should be no means, and it should be no metric, and it should be no test, and it should be no judgment on how well the child is positioned, let's just say, towards academia itself, towards the pure art of trying to learn. Let's just stick to that. So that makes no sense to me, right? Like, on if I decouple the American or the Western way and what happens to the Indian student in the West, the Indian student in the West comes with a worse predicament in my sense. Well, there is pros, like we're very trained to work hard over long periods of time under massive stress.
Yep.
Right? Because we are doing this since we were kids. We've been slogging. Legit.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good life skill to have, but...
It's a good life skill to have, sure. Especially if you're... See, I don't think it's a good life skill to have overall. Like, I think it selects... See, kiske liye acha banta hai wo teersak? Wo jo log wahan jaake fight karte hai na rehne ke liye. Unko to chahiye wo hustle, yaar. Unko to wo karna padega because they're trying to fight for a first seat at the table. Then for something else at all. Right?
Yep.
Like, you know, you cannot imagine, say, like, who'd I give as an example? Where I think Norway or Sweden or one of these countries have like a 4-hour workday or a 6-hour workday now. They're like, we'll work 4 hours, 4 hours a week, 6 hours a day. That's it. Right? Unke yahan pe this skill's not like, you know, like, they don't need it. It's contextual. Right? So for the Indian, it's a good skill to have. Sure, why not? But at the same time, I see duds, man. I see empty duds. Like, there is absolutely no semblance of the idea they're talking about. There is no semblance. It's a pure, like, it's a pure repetition based memory. That's kind of, but it's not, it's not understanding. That's very rare. I don't think I'm unique. Like, I genuinely don't think I'm unique. Who am I? Right. I just think I took the road where I focused on understanding, and people look at me, people are like, oh my God, bro, you have all these ideas. And I'm no, I just took the route where I try to understand instead of memorize and opinionate. Like, what is the essence? I just kept asking why. And I don't think we are trained as a society to ask the question why.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's on point. I mean, bhai hai na problem yaar. India mein, I think, again, the reason I say India again and again is because I think that's one place that I am authorized to talk about, or like I have a right to talk about because it's my home.
Here is what I'll say, right? Even in the most dynamic of conversation grounds, which is politics, I'm pretty sure the left and the right, or whatever you want to divide the scale as, agree on the fact that education in India is trash. So we can pretty much bash it right now without having, like, we don't have to, like, disclaim the whole thing. Let's be real about it, right? Like, it's trash.
No, matlab, it's not always bad. Like, it's not bashing. It's just like calling out what I see is real.
And if anyone
has, like, a good point to counter that, I'm always happy to listen. Sure. But so far, I haven't.
Right.
And the point is that India mein, I think science is revered, but not scientific thinking. And that's the issue. That's a huge issue in our scientific and technological communities. Like, you'll see people with, like, double PhDs working at very high places, but soch wahi hai.
Yaar, but pata hai kya, Steerthak, in all
fairness, they don't analyze their daily life or daily life situations with the same principles that they have a PhD in, which is amazing to me.
I don't think, like, I'm so maybe you're more exposed to that directly. But here's my guess. So I think it's a known statistic that about 50% scientists tend to be religious, right? Like, there is a very equal divide in the middle in places that are aggressively atheistic as well. Like, that sort of, or like, even like, it sort of represents the population average in that way, right? And so the point that there is the dogmatic thinking in everyday life, even for scientific minds, is applicable universally. Plus, there is something called far transfer, which is or rather domain independence, right? So if domain
independence,
right? Yeah. Rules of physics that I learned in a textbook, do they apply to real life too? And in what circumstances do they apply, right? And then can I use that mental model and apply it somewhere else? The fact that force is equal to mass into acceleration, that principle that variable A is equal to variable B into C, right? That's a mental model. So that's also very rare. That does not come until there is deeper understanding, right? And so, and I'm also disposed to say that specialization sort of breeds that out. The more PhDs you have, probably the less you were thinking scientifically in your everyday life is probably a correlated possibility. Because then I'm looking at the world just like, don't you think?
I'm curious about that point because, I don't know the answer. It's not like I'm challenging you or anything. Mereko sahi mein nahi pata, but it just caught my attention for a second because now I'm thinking about it. Because I've met people, again, the whole 50% thing is there, right? Like, so I've seen PhDs who... Like, if you ask them a question, right, and by PhDs, I mean, like, actual scientists working in NASA or whatever, right?
Right.
So, if you ask them, like, a basic question, they'll answer you. They'll give you the normal day-to-day answer. But then they'll come back to you, like, ye hua hai, actual, like, real-life examples. Like, 3-4 days later, they're like, acha, by the way, you asked me that question. So, I actually went out and I found out ki ye actually mein kyun hota hai. And this is the thing, right? Mm. Like, this is how it started, in case you were curious.
Mm-hmm.
And no one asked him to go. I was satisfied, right? Mm. But this like spirit of inquisitiveness of ki regardless, like there doesn't need to be
a reward system at the top of this.
Exactly. Exactly. Inquisitiveness for its own sake. Ye spirit I've seen in roughly 50% of high functioning PhDs and in 50% I haven't seen it.
Mm.
And the divide has primarily, in my experience at least, has been West versus East, which is interesting. Hmm. I'm not drawing a parallel there because, you know, correlation is not causation. But
of course.
Right.
And like, bro, let's take it off the individual. No? Let's take it off the characteristic. Let's take it off the national. Let's take it to the system.
Yeah.
Because the system is where it's really at. You train your kids to not ask questions. Right. Like, and I mean this for a universe as a universal, like, you know, I was so surprised, dude. I was so surprised by the liberty I had at Columbia in the sense of the fact that I could, well, walk out of a class, ask a question that was stupid, right? All that stuff. Yeah. There was no like, you are an idiot. How dare you do that? Like, are you a delinquent? How dare you walk out? It's like, tu delinquent hai, tu apna dekh. And what that does is not like, it's not a carefree approach. It's a reflective approach. Now, you reflect on your fucking life, man. You reflect on the fact whether you want to go to class or not. You're a grown up. If you've been trained to not think at the cost of keeping you young and naive, like, I wonder, okay, theek hai, let me ask this to the society at large, right? Like public, parents, teachers, administrators. When is the child grown up? Ek age de do. Iske baad hum isko nahi bolenge kuch bhi. We won't try to cut his wings. We'll only try to support and encourage him. Tu ja, experiment kar jo galti hai, hum dekhenge. When do you get to that place in life? Right?
Yeah, like, that's a good question.
When does he or she get to make independent choices? Ek age de do. If you're 17, 18, 19, 20, if you're watching this and if you're worried that your family does that, go to your family, tell them, mereko aaj hum dono baith ke saath mein 50-50% equity leke ek age negotiate karenge. Say 25. 25 tak you need to become reasonable enough where you can take care of yourself and they need to let you bloody go. Because bro, you know, the most, like, I have realized this off late and it blows my mind. One of the things I need to make a video on Prakhar ke Pravachan is how do I tell my parents I want to do X, but they don't want me to do X kind of a situation. And what that really means
that's like 50% of my DMs.
Right.
On my Instagram. Like, right? That's 50% of my DMs.
It's not funny. I thought it'd be, how do I get a girlfriend? And that's very high on like with the kind of bullshit DMs you get too. But this one is absolutely skyrocket. Right?
Achha, and, wo wala question mera bhi hai, theek hai? Baad mein wo,
we'll go over it. Haan. We'll go over it. But here is the bloody thing, man. Here is the thing about that. What that basically means is, how do I learn to escape the shadow of my father in a way? How do I learn to forge an individual personality of myself? And it involves two things. One, courage on your behalf, because you will be unstable for a while. You will not know what to do for a while. You'll try hard for a while. You'll fail and you'll have self-doubt for a while. That's step number one. And step number two is, well, they have to understand. You have to push that, right? Like, and they'll be angry for a while. There's going to be discontent for a while. But you've got to make it happen. Reality will sharpen you. When you start interacting with reality, it'll beat you. It'll sharpen you. You stand back and you continue fighting. And that's what sort of does that.
No, exactly. Like, I want to give an example here. Like, it's not like this is a, like, you know, out of the blue kind of thing that we're talking about. Just to give you an example, ye sabke saath hota hai. Abhi I've lived in the US for 7 years.
Right.
Theek hai? I came back last year. Theek hai? After 7 years, which is like basically 1/4 of my life, if you think about it, which is a huge deal. Theek hai? Okay.
And 1/4 of your life is more than half of your adult life, by the way.
That's true. Like, yeah, conscious life. Yeah. I came back and I live in Delhi, right? And my parents have a house in Delhi, right? I came, first thing I did was I started looking for apartments. When I was living in Chicago, I had an apartment of my own. ठीक है? First thing I started looking for an apartment. Sorry?
Chicago में कहाँ रहता तू?
Chicago में downtown यार.
Cool city no?
हाँ, 3 days के बाद.
Very cold.
Bro, I love the cold. I can't stand the heat. ये मतलब US जाने से पहले भी I don't know मेरे body में कोई reaction होता heat से.
अच्छा,
तो मैं तो बहुत सही था मेरे लिए. So and my family is one of the most progressive liberal families you will find in terms of thinking. ठीक है? It's not like a typical like US family. ठीक है? pre-recorded है कि
चल रहा है मैंने भी लिख दिया भाई नहीं है recorded यार अभी बात कर रहे हैं live तुमसे अभी
हाँ हाँ अरे भैया यहीं पे हैं आप भी यहीं पे हो यहीं पे तो anyway and my dad is like even more so ठीक है when I was growing up I wanted to take up engineering because it was the closest that I could get to physics without losing the practicality of the subject तब मेरे को ज्यादा पता नहीं था कि फिजिक्स कैसा पढ़ाया जाता है बाकी देशों में एंड ऑल दैट मेरे को लगता है मुझे जितना दिखा मुझे इंडिया में कि यार फिजिक्स पढ़ना बट वो सिर्फ थ्योरी समझाते मुझे एक्चुअली में कुछ करना है अपने हाथों से तो आई थिंक इंजीनियरिंग इज अ गुड बैलेंस तो मुझे इंजीनियरिंग करना था माई डैड इज अ लिंग्विस्ट माई मॉम स्टडीड साइकोलॉजी माई होल फैमिली इज फ्रॉम फकिंग आर्ट्स ठीक है एंड माई डैड कम्स टू मी एंड शी सेज यार तू इतना सही लिखता है आर यू श्योर यू डोंट वांट टू बी अ राइटर सो माय स्टोरी इज लाइक कंप्लीटली द ऑपोजिट ऑफ लाइक द टिपिकल इंडियन कॉन्टेक्स्ट एंड सो आई सेड नो आई आई वांट टू टेक इंजीनियरिंग सो ये सब नाउ आई कम बैक आफ्टर 7 years माय डैड सेज कि तू बाहर क्यों रहेगा जब अपना घर है तू बाहर क्यों रहेगा
राइट
दैट कॉन्वर्सेशन स्ट्रेच्ड ऑन फॉर 2 weeks I literally got like a little contentious. Like, उनके ईगो पे लग गया कि यार हमारा बेटा है चाहे कितने भी साल का हो ठीक है why would he live by himself?
Right.
And I'm like,
it makes very little sense to be honest, Tirthak. Yeah. I'd say go back to your family. I'm just messing
with you. जाता हूँ मैं अभी वहीं से आया हूँ ठीक है मैं दो दिन जाता हूँ हफ्ते में मैं मिलके आता हूँ सब
राइट
बट यार नहीं यार मतलब ये नहीं होगा मेरे से कि मैं 28 years का हो गया हूँ 29 अभी And मतलब I can't it's just not right.
right. You need your space. It's understandable.
Yeah, you need your individuality. You need everything, and you know. Right. So ये सब है. But yeah, but point being that this happens at any age in some societies.
Huh.
So where does that stop? That's a good question.
Right. and मैं तो उसकी societal connotations की बात ही नहीं कर रहा. मैं सिर्फ parent और तुम्हारे बीच के agreement की बात कर रहा हूँ. ठीक है क्योंकि ऐसा हो सकता है कि तुम सोशली फाइनेंशियली इंडिपेंडेंट हो गए हो बट बिकॉज तुमने कभी ऑफिशियली अपने घर पे वो इंडिपेंडेंस मांगी नहीं तुम उनके उसी पैराडाइम में एग्जिस्ट कर रहे हो उस रियलिटी के जहां पे तुम बच्चे हो तुम्हारे अपने पर नहीं है तुम्हारे पर काट दिए जाएंगे अब होगा क्या तुम्हारे अंदर फ्रस्ट्रेशन बनेगी इवेंचुअली यू विल एंड अप फाइटिंग राइट तो द जनरल पॉइंट इज एंड प्लस यू हैव नॉट बीन ट्रेन्ड फॉर इट लाइक पार्ट ऑफ द होल थिंग With entrepreneurship, you understand, right? And I have come to understand that there is never no certainty. It's always a series of leaps of faith. You have to somewhat risk some to gain more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I could go settle for a good job right now, or I could continue doing this random bullshit that I'm doing, hoping to make some magic happen as time goes by. I don't know where, like people may look from the outside, be like, Tirthak has got his life sorted. Prakhar has got, no, it's a consistent series of leaps of faith.
Yeah.
Right. And so has that been for almost everybody else for whom it has been who's watching, right?
Exactly. I touched upon this a little bit. मेरा प्रॉब्लम विद द होल टेड टॉक सिस्टम इज कि मेरे को ज्ञान देना पसंद नहीं है लाइक एज अ पर्सन मेरे को पसंद नहीं है आई वुड मच रादर लाइक टीच यू
राइट
वो दैट्स अ डिफरेंट थिंग बट हाँ मतलब टेड टॉक में जो फॉर्मेट है 15 मिनट में जो बोलना है एनीवे तो मैंने ये बोला था कि द एनालॉजी टू दिस इज दैट मैं तेरे पे नए नए फॉर्म्स के प्रॉब्लम्स फेंके जा रहा हूं एंड यू आर लुकिंग फॉर सॉल्यूशंस इन योर करंट टूल चेस्ट. तूने बिल्कुल नया गाड़ी ले लिया, ठीक है, तेरे को तेरे पास पहले मारुति था, अब तूने टेस्ला ले लिया, ठीक है. तूने मारुति जब लिया था उसके टाइम पे तूने मारुति का रिपेयर किट जो होता है तूने वो लिया था, ठीक है. अब तूने टेस्ला ले लिया है पर तू अभी भी मारुति के रिपेयर किट से तू टेस्ला को फिक्स करने की कोशिश कर रहा है. ऐसे होएगा भाई? तो तुम्हारे कंफर्ट जोन में जो है, जो एग्जिस्टिंग सॉल्यूशंस है, उससे तुम्हें नए प्रॉब्लम्स कैसे सॉल्व करोगे? एंड एवरी डे इज अ न्यू प्रॉब्लम. सो यू हैव टू कंटिन्यूअसली, लाइक यू आर सेइंग, कंटिन्यूअसली टेक दोज लीप्स ऑफ फेथ एंड गो सर्चिंग फॉर न्यू सॉल्यूशंस इन डिफरेंट प्लेसेस.
राइट, राइट. So tell me about I want to drive this conversation back to education, right?
Sure.
So at least on the first thing that we can agree from the entire equation was that we had.
By the way, ek second. Sorry. Tera birthday hai kya aaj?
Nahi yaar, bhai. Kal mere ko Raw and Real se jump off karna tha, and I made this just like this joke. I was like, ho sakta hai mera birthday ho sakta hai mere ko isliye jana ho. और लोग मेरे को तब से हैप्पी बर्थडे विश कर रहे हैं. नहीं है मेरा बर्थडे, दो हफ्ते बाद है, दो हफ्ते बाद आना, जाओ बाय.
भैया मेरा कर दो, मेरा कल था.
हाँ, उसका कल था, उसका कल था, उसको विश कर दो, उसको विश कर दो.
चलो.
सो माय क्वेश्चन टू यू इज देन, यू नो, लाइक द अदर हाफ ऑफ दैट प्रोपोजिशन इज दैट वी सॉर्ट ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस्ड समवॉट ऑफ एन इंप्रूवमेंट ऑन एजुकेशन.
या
राइट. एंड सो वी हैव टू बी फेयर टू दैट, वी हैव टू बी फेयर टू व्हाट दैट काइंड ऑफ इंप्रूवमेंट इज, बिकॉज
yeah,
well, I didn't think it was perfect for a minute, right? And neither did you. That's a very naive thought to have, that was perfect.
Yeah.
But it was a definite improvement regardless. Like, it changed my life, it flipped it upside down, and I've seen a lot of people go through that. In fact, most people who can afford it go there because they want that flip, and if you play it right you might have that flip.
Yeah.
What is happening in a country like America? Because, and here is something else I'll add to it, right, just for credibility's sake. I think the college education thing, especially on the undergrad level, especially in an Ivy League or the West Coast schools, is probably, as an experience, is probably the eighth wonder of the world. As an experience, if you do it right. I'm a very good student. Like, I love being a student. And I know how to, like, extract it. Samajh raha na, ras nikalna usme se. And I can tell you, man, it is fantastic if you care about ideas to be there.
Huh. Yeah. I think you touched upon a very, very important point, though. तो मतलब तू touch करके निकल गया, but I think it's important for people to hear this.
Right.
Which is, if you know how to make it work, ये phrase use किया तूने. That is the difference between, I think, our education system and their education system, is that वो scope है कि you can have different experiences from the same university.
Right.
India में जितने लोग आईटी जा रहे सबका एक्सपीरियंस यूनिफॉर्म है, बिकॉज देयर इज नो फ्रीडम. तू क्लास से बाहर नहीं निकल सकता. तेरे क्लासेस आर गिवन टू यू एट द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द सेमेस्टर. यू आर नॉट स्केड्यूलिंग, मतलब छोटे एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव काम से लेके मोर फिलोसॉफिकल थिंग्स ऑल्सो, बट इवन द एडमिन थिंग्स, राइट? लाइक वहां पे यू एंड आई नो दैट वी सिलेक्ट आवर ओन क्लासेस कि इस सेमेस्टर मुझे ये क्लास लेना है. वो रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी तेरे पे है कि तेरे को सुबह 4 बजे उठ के, जिस दिन क्लासेस रिलीज होंगे, जल्दी से जल्दी तेरे को बुक करने जो तेरे को चाहिए.
राइट.
दैट क्रिएट्स एन एक्साइटमेंट फॉर द क्लास बिकॉज यू रिसर्च्ड इट, यू रिसर्च द प्रोफ, यू रिसर्च द सब्जेक्ट.
अरे मेरी पर्सनल इन्वेस्टमेंट है ना, किसी ने थप्पड़ मार के थोड़ी दिया. ये पड़ेगा तू. हाँ,
एग्जैक्टली.
हाँ,
एंड सो यू नो द प्रोफेसर इंटीमेटली बिफोर यू इवन टेक द क्लास.
राइट.
सो नाउ व्हेन यू मीट देम यू हैव लाइक अ मेंटल कनेक्शन विद देम, सो योर एक्सपीरियंस इज डिफरेंट. For everyone's experience is different. There, if there's 25 people in a class, 25 people are coming in for different reasons. Kisi ko bas ye strike off karna hai, kisi ko wo professor bahut pasand hai, kisi ko ye subject bahut pasand hai par koi aur professor mila nahi us semester mein.
Right.
So on and so forth.
Right.
Everyone is having a different experience.
Plus, so, unka jo background permutation combination hai, because you picked on that. राइट. लाइक सोच के देख कि अच्छा, ये इसने अभी जो क्लास ली है, इससे पहले स्टेटिस्टिक्स की क्लास में था, इससे पहले वो कंपैरेटिव लिटरेचर की क्लास में था, और अब बैठा हुआ है वो मेरे साथ एस्ट्रोनॉमी की क्लास में. ठीक है. द एक्सपीरियंस दैट दे ब्रिंग टू द टेबल एंड द एक्सपीरियंस दैट यू ब्रिंग टू द टेबल व्हेन डिस्कशंस रियली हैपन इज नॉवेल, इज प्रोफाउंड. हां,
एग्जैक्टली एंड यू नो हाउ लाइक व्हेन जब भी हम कोई बहुत ही इन्फ्लुएंशियल मूवी देख लेते, जैसे मैंने जेम्स बॉन्ड देख ली, ठीक है, तो मैं एक हफ्ता में जेम्स बॉन्ड की तरह बात करूंगा, मैं जेम्स बॉन्ड की तरह यू नो ड्रेस करने की कोशिश करूंगा, चाल बोल सब उसके तरह हो जाता है, ठीक है, मतलब हो जाता है, बिकॉज इट्स सो इन्फ्लुएंशियल. सो नाउ इमेजिन देयर आर फाइव पीपल इन अ क्लास, समवन्स कमिंग फ्रॉम एन एस्ट्रोनॉमी क्लास, समवन्स कमिंग फ्रॉम अ कंप्यूटर साइंस क्लास, समवन्स कमिंग फ्रॉम अ लिंग्विस्टिक्स क्लास, एंड देयर ऑल अटेंडिंग अ मैथ्स क्लास. They're bringing those things with them to the discussion, the group discussions जो होते हैं,
right?
Fucking mind blowing,
right? Right.
मतलब it's यहाँ पे like मैं so I did for those who don't know, I did my first 2 years of bachelor's here at Manipal University, and then I transferred to a university in the US for the last 2 years of my bachelor's. ठीक है. So when I was in Manipal, I feel bad saying this, but it literally felt like we were
bhed.
We were sheep. Right. Because this was a herd of sheep that this rushed out from the hostels in the morning. They're all going to the same place. एक ही क्लासरूम में गए, वहां से फिर भेड़ों की तरह निकल के एक और क्लासरूम गए, फिर वहां से भेड़ों की तरह निकल के एक और क्लासरूम में गए. We are having the same fucking experience throughout the day.
Right. And none of it is conscious. अगर इस लेवल पे group level पे operate कर रहे हो तुम तो.
Huh.
Right, because you are just following the person in front of you then.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I sometimes I didn't even have to think where I was going because I was like, "Ha, is group mein ghus jao, le hi jayenge, matlab
pahunch
hi jayenge.
Kahin na kahin to pahunch hi jaoge." Right. True. So, in fact, on the flip side, like jo wahan pe the optionality is kind of paralyzing. Like the downside to the kind of education model I was exposed to, because I didn't go to a college here, bro. I didn't have that luxury. Right, I went to a school, then I tried to do CA, which is like a massive step down from a college in terms of the quality of education that you can get. Like, not quality, but the experience of education. It kills the desire in you to learn any further, because that is how rote learning based that entire program is. And then when I went there, like, you know, as a matter of fact, I couldn't believe for the first few months you could be so happy with your life. Like, I'm not kidding. I'd call up my mother and I'd be like, I don't believe this. You can be happy. Right? Like that is how, because I was suddenly, and it's not that ideas that 19-year-olds float in classrooms are ripe or right. They're neither.
Yeah.
They're just they're just a fertile ground for you to think better. And it's a fertile ground for constant innovation and constant building up on stuff. Like, here is the funny part. You've seen me do one of those things I do on my Hindi YouTube channel where I react to somebody who's established, like a Sandeep Maheshwari recently, and then Acharya Prashant last week, right? I'll do somebody else. And people have such a hard time admitting that. Back there, we were doing this in classroom every day. Wait, I see what you say. I take this part out, which might be kind of correct. Let me synthesize it and create another response that'll be solid disagreement. And they'll be like, you know, that kind of works. I'll see how I can do you better. So there is also that fostering of, well, sometimes mechanical, but mostly very genuine, how do you say, intellectual fertility.
Yeah.
Right?
College is at its best. I'll reframe this. At its best, college should teach you how to think.
I just think
we're not doing that.
And you know what? I think it's such a hard task to teach somebody what to think. Let me give college some more breathing room and propose an alternative. If you can.
By the way, just a quick note before we move on. I did say something, and then I realized that in some institutions in India, it's not as regimented as the schedule that I described.
Sure.
Like, for example, IITs and Jadavpur University, because my dad went there, I know, so on and so forth. Some of the more leading universities in India do have a little more freedom than the scheduling that I talked about. But that's why they're the leading universities of India. Ab now imagine, agar thoda sa aur kar dete. I just wanted to add that note because I think it was a little unfair.
Here is what I'll say to a developing nation like India for what it could do to its universities, right? And like, here's what the universities or colleges should try to do. Simple. Bring together a bunch of competent people, right? And the second step is you give them enough freedom for them to explore their individuality.
Yeah.
And then the third step, the final step is, you know why classes are important? To create culture where ideas are currency. That's it. End of story. You've created the perfect, like, chai pot bana diya tumne, theek hai, badhiya tumhari chai pak rahi hai. This is where the creme de la... And bro, here is the deal. I'm not saying IITs are inferior. I'm not saying Jadavpur or any of those universities. they're good universities. If you see on the larger scale, they're average universities. But here's the point. They're our best. So anything below those is absolute trash on the global scale.
Yeah. I want, if I have a goal in coming back to India, it is to see our education systems, whether that be universities or schools or online education or edtech or even YouTube, fucking YouTube. Okay. I want it to be the best in the world. So mere field, I'll give you a few examples. Why is it that me as an Indian, right, when I have to think about really popular science shows, immediately the three names that pop up in my head
are Cosmos,
Carl Sagan, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Bill Nye the Science Guy. Why? They're great. I love them. I love them to death. Right? Idols. Okay. Why does an Asian name not pop up in my head? I want to change that.
Like from the science popularizing standpoint, right?
Because that's the field I know. But obviously, if we start this in one, then everything should be interconnected. But that's my little domain.
Can I imagine Tirthak Saha doing Neil deGrasse Tyson a few years from now?
If Neil deGrasse Tyson does reels on Instagram, then yes.
Right. That's what maybe you should do. You should have a special reel, like kind of a thing where you're Neil deGrasse Tyson today.
I've been having this conversation for about a year and a half before I came back to the US. And I know you and I talked about it, alag se. The time when we went live with Vishnu, we talked about this a little bit. But I have been in conversation with people from the new age, I'd call it the new age entertainment industry, which is social media plus, a bit here, a bit there.
Basically, people around me and like me, right?
I was trying to learn from you guys for the last year and a half of how you are commanding so much attention, because that is key, right? Once you have the attention of someone, once you have the respect and love of someone, then you can teach them. We try to teach people before we do these three things. And I think that's where we fail, right? So अभी अगर मैं जाके रैंडम बंदा नो वन नोज मी आई ट्राई एंड आई सुन क्वांटम फिजिक्स पढ़ा था मैं तेरे को बैठ दिस इज गोना गिव मी द फिंगर एंड लाइक वॉक ऑफ राइट बट इफ इट्स लाइक ओ तीर्थक या आई नो लाइक यू नो ही इज अ फ्रेंड एंड ही वांट्स टू से समथिंग आई विल सिट डाउन आई विल लिसन टू हिम
राइट
ठीक है सो आई बीन ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट होल स्पेक्ट्रम एंड नाउ रिसेंटली आई हैव स्टार्टेड डूइंग दीज short little 1 minute video. Oh, by the way, I don't have reels. Just want to clarify that. Instagram, if you're watching, please give me reels.
तेरे को access ही नहीं है reels का?
ऐसा क्यों? दिखता है मेरे को उसपे दबाता हूँ तो glitch आता है उसमें usable नहीं है मेरा.
Okay, that's very interesting. Instagram, go on.
Yeah. Anyway, so. So I've started doing these like, मतलब post पे the time limit is 1 minute. ठीक है सो आई स्टार्टेड टेकिंग अप थिंग्स लाइक टॉपिक्स लाइक टाइम ट्रैवल और यू नो पैरेलल रियलिटी सिमुलेशंस एटसेट्रा सो ऑन एंड सो फोर्थ
द कूलर पार्ट ऑफ फन
एंड फन स्टोरीज फ्रॉम माय नासा डेज लाइक थिंग्स दैट आई हैव लर्नड अबाउट नासा व्हेन यू नो आई वाज डूइंग दोस टू रिसर्च प्रोजेक्ट्स एंड ऑल तो एंड देन माय ब्रेन स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग कि हाउ द हेल डू आई टेक ऑल ऑफ दिस एंड कंबाइन इट इनटू 1 मिनट And then I realized that my goal as a science popularizer is not the same as a science teacher. My goal is to get you interested enough where you will go and tere pure aaj ke 24 hours ke internet history, search history mein ek line at least hona chahiye jahan pe you've typed in something where you've searched something about science. That's it. That's my job.
Right.
So that's what I started doing. And I was hugely surprised. I know you guys have been telling me to put out content for a long time and I've been like, kya kaun dekhega and this and that. But I've been hugely surprised by the reception towards it. So I'll give you a non-science example. I also do like a lot of like linguistics and history and culture and stuff like that. So abhi agar main kisi bachche ko jaake bol dun ki etymology ka na hai tere ko baith ke.
Etymology ka kya? Tera awaaz kat gaya. Etymology ka kya?
Sorry. Etymology seekhna hai tere ko. Like, are you interested in etymology? And people will be like, what the fuck is etymology, right? Like, no, I not interested. Sounds like a boring ass word, right?
Sounds heavy.
And, like, that's fair. That's fair. And this brings me back to my first point, the first point that I made, right? Like, there's no human context to it, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to teach them how to write before speaking.
Right.
So then what I do is I'm thinking about, okay, so I found something. Then I started the video like, what's the one thing that most of us young people have at one point or another heard from an older person?
Huh.
That our way of speaking any language, whether it's English or Hindi or whatever, or texting language, or like all the short forms that we use, like LOL, you know, ROFL and all that. Okay. This is ruining language. We are creating new words, right?
Right.
And YOLO and all, right? And a lot of them are not in the dictionary. You're creating new words that don't exist. Like, ye kya bakwas hai, right? Like, you're ruining language. This is a sentiment that a lot of people have human context with.
Hmm.
किसी ना किसी चाचा फूफा ने आगे कभी ना कभी तो डांटा होगा कि ऐसे क्यों तेरे को स्पेलिंग नहीं आती, तेरे को ग्रामर नहीं आता, दिस एंड दैट. एंड देन आई गो इनटू द स्टोरी ऑफ कि अगर ऐसा होता है तो आप ये कहानी आप अपने चाचा फूफा को बता सकते हैं.
Right.
कि 16th 15th सेंचुरी में, ठीक है, द फ्रेज दैट पीपल यूज टू मार्क द एंड ऑफ अ कॉन्वर्सेशन वॉज गॉड बी विद गी. ठीक है, उसको फिर थोड़ा सा वहां उन उस टाइम का जो यंगर जेनरेशन था, दे वर वेरी लेजी विद इट. तो वो बी ई जो है, बी विद ई का ई को हटा के जितने भी ईज है, वावल्स है, वो उनको हटा के वो अपोस्ट्रोफी डालते थे.
हाँ,
तो ये उस टाइम का टेक्सटिंग लैंग्वेज था, एसएमएस लैंग्वेज था, कि लेटर में वो गॉड बी विद ई को हटा के ये डाल दे, अरे मुझे नहीं लिखना है लेटर. ठीक है, उसके बाद आई थिंक 1570s में एक तब का एक कोई स्कॉलर था, ठीक है, हार्वी, गैब्रियल हार्वी करके, उसने एक दोस्त को एक लेटर लिखा जिसमें उसने और शॉर्ट कर दिया, उसको सारे वो अपोस्ट्रफी डाल दिया उसमें और शॉर्ट कर दिया. ठीक है, GBWYE हो गया वो.
हाँ.
ठीक है, फिर उसको और शॉर्ट होते 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 नाउ दैट वर्ड हैज बिकम गुड बाय. तो इट कम्स फ्रॉम गॉड बी विद ही. ये क्या था? ये एटिमोलॉजी था. पर ये कहानी था. एंड दिस कहानी स्टार्टेड विद अ ह्यूमन प्रॉब्लम दैट द यंगस्टर्स ऑफ टुडे हैव.
राइट.
एंड दे हैव ह्यूमन कॉन्टेक्स्ट विद इट, दे हैव अ ह्यूमन पेन विद इट.
राइट.
सो नाउ व्हेन आई टेल देम द एटिमोलॉजी, या नाउ दे रिमेंबर इट.
लेट मी ट्राई समथिंग लाइक दैट. ठीक है,
हाँ.
आई हर्ड दिस द मोस्ट चैट, सुन रहे हो तो सुनना इस बात को बहुत ध्यान से, बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बात है. आई हर्ड द क्रेजीएस्ट थिंग व्हेन आई वाज इन इजराइल. ठीक है, इजराइल में बिकॉज दे स्पीक हिब्रू, हिब्रू इज बीन अ डेड लैंग्वेज फॉर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ईयर्स. इन लोगों ने हिब्रू को दोबारा स्पीकिंग लैंग्वेज बनाया ही इसीलिए है ताकि इसराइल और उसकी ज्यूइश आइडेंटिटी प्रिजर्व हो. मतलब उन्होंने रिकंस्ट्रक्ट करी है लैंग्वेज डेड होने के बाद फॉर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ईयर्स. इमेजिन इफ वी ब्रॉट संस्कृत बैक टू लाइफ, दैट इज काइंड ऑफ व्हाट दे डिड. राइट. एंड सो संस्कृत में देर इज इनफ वर्ड्स बट देर इज नो वर्ड्स फॉर थिंग्स लाइक फिजिट स्पिनर. सो इफ यू इंट्रोड्यूस अ रैंडम टॉय लाइक अ फिजिट स्पिनर और अ पॉडकास्ट, उसके लिए वर्ड्स नहीं होते उस लैंग्वेज में. तो वट दे स्टार्टेड डूइंग वॉज दे वर लाइक, अब इसको यार लैंग्वेज देनी है, कहाँ से दें, वर्ड तो कोई एग्जिस्टिंग है नहीं. ठीक है, हिंदी में तो हम इंग्लिश ही यूज कर देते हैं. तो ये लोग फिफ्थ ग्रेडर्स को और फोर्थ ग्रेडर्स को फॉर्म्स बंटवाते हैं स्कूलों में, तुम बताओ क्या वर्ड होना चाहिए, तुम यूज करते हो ना, तुम बताओ. एंड दिस इज वेयर दे कम अप विद नॉवल वर्ड्स टू एड टू देयर वोकैबुलरी. इट इज डन बाय फोर्थ ग्रेडर्स एंड फिफ्थ ग्रेडर्स. That is how words are born in Israel. And that's such a beautiful phenomena, bro. I was blown by that.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, it's, yeah, I'm at a loss for words because now I'm thinking about it, right? Like, because like that's what it should be.
Huh.
It, the process of learning language, science, everything should be a living whole,
right,
rather than a fragmented piece of a corpse.
But here's something also I'll say, right? We went ahead and we bashed a lot of like how our systems are placed. Let me talk about the individual, the society for a little bit. Right, here is my experience, and I think it's very overlapping with your experience doing this. Bro, I don't speak an easy language, no matter how hard I try. Pata hai, jab main start kar raha tha na, I was way more complex. That's my personal preference of language. Agar tu aur main kabhi baith ke baat karenge aur mereko audience ka zor nahi lena na, hum sirf like abstraction mein khichenge. Samajh rahe? That's my preferred playing field. I don't have to be simple then, right?
Yeah, because you and I have that, you know.
Right, we can do that vocabulary exchange, right? And to jab maine start kiya tha, I was in college, I was a student. मेरा माइंडसेट वाज ऑल स्टूडेंट एंड सो इन स्टूडेंट स्टूडेंट एंड अक्रॉस स्टूडेंट्स माय लैंग्वेज वाज सच राइट एंड फ्रॉम डे वन पीपल वर टेलिंग मी यू गॉट टू सिंप्लीफाई यू गॉट टू सिंप्लीफाई यू गॉट टू सिंप्लीफाई सो आई ओपन प्रखर के प्रवचन विच वाज अ सिंपलर अटेम्प्ट एंड इवन देन पीपल वर लाइक यू गॉट टू सिंप्लीफाई यू गॉट टू सिंप्लीफाई एंड आई वेंट ऑन सिंप्लीफाइंग अंटिल अ पॉइंट आई हिट रॉक बॉटम आई वाज लाइक आई कैन नॉट बी मोर सिंपल देन दिस I cannot be more simple than this at all, right? I would lose me if I became more simple than this.
Yeah.
And so even at this level of buoyancy that I'm at right now, I'm fairly complex to understand, right? I'm not saying I'm very complex, I'm very smart or none of that, just fairly complex to understand.
Yeah.
The fact that people follow me over hours to understand what I'm saying and they've been doing for months is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right? And not just across, say, this conversation or my live streams, but across the variety of very like intellectual conversations I've been honored to have on this podcast, right? I've spoken to people in neuroscience, in psychoanalysis, in filmmaking, in so many different domains, health, and people will sit and listen. And this is just a testament to this emerging sense of a higher ceiling that the Indian audience, that the Indian population is realizing. It is not just Sarkari Naukri where the buck stops now. It's higher than that. Yeah. I want to learn for the sake of learning. Let's go back to the joke we were making. Maslow's need hierarchy. We are slowly, this is the slow ascendance to self-actualization. I'm just saying, right? I'm not saying I'm important to it or even integral to it. What I'm saying is this, I'm a symptom of that. The fact that there is people willing to listen to me means that we are moving from a place away where hunger is the primary concern and where intellectual hunger is becoming the primary concern. So the time is ripe. The iron is hot. Hammer it down. This is the moment where I, like, if there is rogue content creators like Tirthak watching me right now who are considering, who are halfway between thinking if the audience deserves the kind of intelligence they've managed to accumulate over years or not, if they are worth people's attentions or not, this is a call to order to all of you. If you are unsure, I will lead you into battle. Let's go. Let's teach these people things we've managed to learn in our very smart, short lives. Yeah. Let's give them the childhood we probably never found. I'd be glad if a 15-year-old sitting here today is now suddenly interested in physics. Right?
Yeah.
Like, job well done, Tirthak and Prakar. That's what I'd say.
No, that's how I motivate myself, right? Like, like initially when I just started, like, you know, so again, a little bit of trivia about me is that throughout my career I've had several teaching gigs here and there. Kabhi university mein guest lecturer, kabhi yahan pe ye, kabhi wo, theek hai, but I've never had that satisfaction that I get now from just putting out like a random video jiska idea mere pe dimag mein aaya and then getting a message from this kid, this 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid, okay, at 2 AM in the night in my DM going, dude, I never thought about it like this. I'm not even like, I was planning to not take science and now I'm rethinking it.
Right.
And because this is the age where we can actually, like, we, you know, we can set the ball in motion. I just think it's powerful.
No, it's super powerful because here is what I think, right? See, I'm not saying politics and religion is every society's living room and fireplace. There is no way you don't sit in the living room and everybody sits there, and there is no way you enjoy the fireplace. Everybody enjoys that, right? So those are sort of the two defaults you'll find in all societies being discussed. You go to some place in Zimbabwe, they'll be discussing that. You go to some place in Middle East, they'll be discussing that. They'll discuss politics and religion everywhere. And an average 17-year-old today is more of an expert in politics and religion than anything else. Right? And so what I'm saying is that the default channels of intellectual, you know, energy, they're being tapped into.
Yeah.
Right? But they're being over-tapped into. So let me borrow some of that. Let me create wonder amongst the youth towards something that is not politics and religion. Because here is also what's true about politics and religion. They've been the biggest dividers in humankind. This is what us, and that's probably why they're so commonly, you know, like, that's why they're the living rooms, is because it's a very easy us and them situation there. Like, the number that's of true. People that are bloody, and it's not just people, then just the sheer volume of individuals that are smitten by theology or for that matter, our culture, ambiguous cultural history in the name of science is phenomenal. Yeah. I've had uncles walk up to me and say something so absurd. They'll be like, Prakhar, you talk about all this science stuff. Why don't you talk about how all of this science stuff was available to us in our religious... And I'm like, yaar, matlab, zaruri hai ki wo jo unconfirmed point hai, wo main make karun. Aur phir unke paas, bro, they have tremendous amounts of like volumes of that evidence with them. And I'm like, aapko underlying science pata hai? And because that's what my interest is. My point is, kai log wo kaam karein, bahut badiya baat hai. Sab log wo kaam karein, matlab hum distracted hai. Over indulging in politics and religion. ठीक है यार 30-40% लोग हमेशा पॉलिटिक्स और रिलीजन प्राइमरी रखेंगे बट हमारे साइंटिस्ट और एंटरप्रेन्योर्स कहाँ हैं हमारे टेक्नोलॉजी वो कहाँ है स्पेयर हेडर्स वो सिचुएशन कहाँ है आई एम मिसिंग वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट डिसअपॉइंटमेंट्स आई हैड टू फेस व्हेन आई मूव्ड माय पॉडकास्ट टू इंडिया बिकॉज इनिशियली मैं वहां कर रहा था उसकी यहाँ है ही नहीं ब्रो यहाँ सिर्फ पॉलिटिशियन से बात करने को क्योंकि ब्रो जितने एंटरप्रेन्योर्स भी है ना फ्रेंकली वो सच नहीं बोलते आके ठीक है वो भी उनको भी 2 degrees ऑफ झूठ बोलना पड़ता है क्योंकि सच्चाई और समझ रहे हो और उसके अलावा जो भी कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स होते हैं उनको पब्लिक इमेज की टेंशन होती है लाइक देयर इज नो ऑनेस्ट सिर्फ जर्नलिस्ट जो है ना वो ऑनेस्ट भी इस सेंस में कि हमारा पब्लिक व्यू भी ये है और हम पॉडकास्ट पे भी यही बात कर रहे हैं कि हम लिख भी ये रहे हैं हमारे काम से ये बात एक सेंस में चाहे हम पीछे से पेड़ हो कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता मैं उसकी बात नहीं कर रहा क्योंकि लोग बोलेंगे जर्नलिस्ट को क्या कह रहा है बट इन द सेंस दैट देयर इज मोर इंटेग्रिटी इन टॉकिंग टू अ जर्नलिस्ट बिकॉज यू कैन कंफर्म दैट ऑन गूगल With an entrepreneur, I'll talk and then I later find out the company is saying something absolutely else. Like the balances are saying something else. So it's like there is no intellectual out, like there's no outlets of intellect in India and there's nobody harboring that. And we are a 1.5 billion people strong nation. We are the largest population in the world.
Yep. Have been for a while.
For sure.
I think it's also it's interesting because you brought up the whole entrepreneurship point. And so, you know, my life revolves around the science part of it, the technology part of it, and the entrepreneurship part of it. And it's just, so I've worked in Palo Alto. I've worked across the world. I've worked with entrepreneurs across the world. I've worked with entrepreneurs in India. Again, one common thread is that the people who make it, they feel like they have to protect their position by not giving away how they made it. It's slightly related to what you said. And I think that might be where the whole public image thing is coming from. Might be, might not be. I might be wrong about this.
No, I'm not concerned about the public image. I'm just saying, like, listen, ek crop kharab gayi, koi nahi, next season.
Yeah.
Right?
Nahi, wo to hai. Nahi, by public image. Which I mean, like, you know, the things that they say, like, okay, this is how I made my company versus this is how actually the company was made, right? So, for example, if I had a rich dad, which I don't, but if I had a rich dad and my rich dad had rich friends and they gave me $1 million loan to start my startup with, I would probably be a little averse to disclosing that to the public कि अगर मुझे TED Talk पे फिर बुलाया ठीक है और मेरे को बोलने को बोला कि you know inspire करो लोगों को तो that's not very inspiring you know and there's very few people that I've seen on a TED Talk come and talk about not facing hardship right
it's such a formula Whereas, bro it's so boring that's why
it's a formula like it's a bullshit formula and you know it I think another thing is that it diminishes the people who maybe actually have faced hardship You know, and it fetishized, also diminishes...
You fetishize poverty like that. Yeah. Oh, मैं मतलब तुम मैं पहले बड़ा गरीब था अबे भाई actual लोग भी गरीब थे जिन्होंने मेहनत करी है ठीक है तो मतलब कट गया क्या तू फिर तक कट गया but हाँ right Hello? You're here. But like अच्छा. my point is stop fetishizing this kind of stuff stop fetishizing hardships and poverty to the point where you lose value out of hardships and poverty
and again mental health that's another related issue people have started to romanticize mental health issues and like I'm a person who's gone through mental health issues and I look at these posts I'm like why do you need to do that
I don't think like theek hai tum you can accept your depression you can accept your anxiety you can own it But if you're owning it on social media, that's cause of like questioning. I'm not saying there's something wrong with you, but that's where my bet would be.
Yeah. Also, there needs to be a purpose to discussing your issues with a larger audience, right? The purpose cannot be that I'm just I just had to make a post about it, right? The purpose has to be maybe giving someone else hope. Ki dekho, this was me. This is what happened. This is how I dealt with it. Now this is me. That's a story that you can tell. Same thing with poverty, same thing with how you learned a subject, or same thing with how you built a company. And that's the overarching thing that I'm trying to say, is that when people put out stories in their public image format, they seem to have lost the purpose of why they are doing that. The right. purpose is not anymore that I want to help other people.
You are cutting out massively, bro. Your internet is really betraying. Bro, mere ko nahi pata chat Aman Dhatarwal ke saath kya hua hai. To main, to I don't know. I have no
is
idea.
Is it any better now?
Is it better now? It's better. Yeah, yeah. It's better. Yeah, go on. I'll talk to the audience in the meanwhile. Why don't you ask 100 people you know what is English word for dharma? Achha, kisi ka schoolmate bhi hai ye. Oh, looking for phone. Ek ulta phone. Chat kya chal raha hai? How are you liking this conversation? How are you liking this conversation? Batao mereko. We are about to close it. It's been about an hour. Plus, I'm not feeling that well. And I'm sure he's not. Kal iska birthday tha, yaar. Hi, chat. Sheropi. Haan. नहीं है भाई मेरा बर्थडे आज मेरा बर्थडे आज नहीं है भाई मेरा बर्थडे आज नहीं है मैं बताना नहीं चाहता तुम्हें कब है मेरा बर्थडे आई एम नॉट गोना टेल यू हाँ भाई बता तू बहुत कट रहा है तेरे इंटरनेट में कोई सीन है तेरे इंटरनेट में कोई सीन हो रहा है बाबू देयर इज समथिंग विद योर इंटरनेट ब्रा हाँ भाई तीर्थक तीर्थक की दुनिया पलट गई है उसका इंटरनेट बंद कर दिया गया है भाई जॉर्ज सोरोस कंट्रोवर्सी ये कॉन्स्पिरेसी यही मैं करता रहूंगा तो फिर अकलमंदी की बातें कौन करेगा भाई थैंक्स यार मैंने अभी अभी अपनी दाढ़ी और बियर्ड कटवाया है थैंक यू फॉर नोटिसिंग मैंने बोला अगर हम तीर्थक से मिलने वाले अच्छे लगने चाहिए वरना लोग बोलेंगे क्या फायदा मैं 21 ईयर्स का हूँ यस आई एम 21 यू गॉट दैट राइट एब्सोल्युटली आचार्य का श्राप 3.0 हो सकता है आचार्य जी श्राप में बिल्कुल एडवांस हो गए हो वील ट्राई एंड रीच आउट टू कुनाल शाह फॉर श्योर हाँ भाई क्या सीन है
यार क्या हो रहा है
आई थिंक तेरा इंटरनेट डाउन है दोस्त कोई सी नहीं है हम लोग वैसे भी क्लोज करने वाले थे तू एक काम कर वीडियो ऑफ कर एक बार हाँ आप बात कर भाई नहीं अभी भी तेरी आवाज कट रही है कोशिश करता रहे देखते हैं क्योंकि तेरी आवाज आ जानी चाहिए ठीक नहीं हो रही तीर्थक एक बार जंप ऑफ करके दोबारा ज्वाइन करने की कोशिश कर तब तक मैं बात करता हूँ हाँ भाई क्या चल रहा है श्याम शर्मा को इनवाइट करो थोड़े दिनों में करेंगे यार पॉलिटिकल पॉडकास्ट ना मेरा मूड नहीं है इस टाइम बड़ी ना पॉलिटिकल डेंसिटी चल रही है जब थोड़ा माहौल खुलता है ना तो आप दूर से ऑब्जर्व कर पाते हो फिर आप अच्छे से बात कर पाते हो अभी माहौल बहुत गर्म है पॉलिटिकल पॉडकास्ट थोड़े टाइम बात करेंगे तब लेके आएंगे सबको रॉयन रियल को एंड होने से रोक लेंगे भाई तुम्हारा भाई सुपर हीरो है तुम क्या सोच रहे हो होने नहीं देंगे नहीं देखा मैंने ऑनेस्टली उसके बात कर रहा हूँ रियल थोड़ी देर पहले तो सो के उठा हूँ भाई बाल बाल कटवाने चला गया था तीर्थक में BSNL का सिम है हाँ और रस्टी ने खराब कर दिया सीन ठीक है चैट आ गया तीर्थक आ गया लेट्स सी इफ if it works now. If it does not, we'll say bye and we'll have to go anyway. उल्टे तीर तक सीधा हो जा. हाँ. नोप, नॉट हैपनिंग. कोई नहीं, तू हैंग अप कर दे. इन एनी केस वी आर अबाउट टू रैप, तू चिल कर. ठीक है, मैं इनको बाय बोलता हूँ, कोई सी नहीं है. ठीक है, ओके. चैट, दिस इज बीन एब्सोल्युटली अमेजिंग. हमारा पर्पस इस कॉन्वर्सेशन को करने का, मेरा और तीर्थक का, वॉज टू स्टार्ट आस्किंग द क्वेश्चन कि ऐसा क्यों है दैट वी डू नॉट क्रिएट पीपल हु आर एज इंटरेस्टेड इन से साइंस फॉर दैट मैटर एज हम लोग. वी टर्न्ड आउट टू बी एज सून एज स्कूल वॉज ओवर, एज सून एज स्कूल वॉज रिमूव. वो क्या है, वॉट इज दिस इनग्रीडियंट, वॉट इज दिस रेसिपी फॉर इंटरेस्ट एंड क्यूरियोसिटी विच इज अ नेचुरल ह्यूमन टेंडेंसी टू इवॉल्व इन आर किड्स, इन आर जनरेशंस, सो दैट हम लोग भी we look at future with a brighter hope and not with just, let's just say, a regret for the past. Like abhi tak na, this idea of India, this new idea of India, whatever we have, is still not looking into the future very heavily. And I think individually we are still not looking into the future very heavily because we are focused so deeply on just politics at times, man. Like it's so surprising, man. This has been probably the starkest realization for me over the course of doing my YouTube, is very young people are very politically radicalized. And man, I'm not taking the Prakhar ke Pravachan route to politics here. I'm taking the PG Radio route to politics here, where I talk to people who indulge in politics, and so I'm going to be real about it. Listen, as a 21, 22, 23 year old, you are absolutely not needed to make up your political mind. Be more soluble right now. You are to grow for at least 10 more, 15 more years before you begin to understand how the world operates. Right now, keep your I don't knows close and fake pretentious I knows far away. So try to learn what you can for certain first. And then move up the hierarchy of trying to understand how you should govern other people or how your decisions should affect other people. And that's what I mean. It's kind of insane we expect 25-year-olds to make up their political minds in an environment that is so informationally dense as now. I keep saying it's like the same story has two different narratives and you have to pick one. You have to pick one is the constant pressure you go through. Don't fall for that. There is far more interesting. There is a reason why, you know, the America as a whole might be involved with politics, but Silicon Valley up until now at least had staved off it, and it does well because it refuses to go down that drain where almost no conversation impacts nothing. Wahan pe right hona impacts nothing. Elon Musk does not care about being right about his political choices because he needs to be right about his technological or for that matter entrepreneurial choices. And that is kind of where I want to nudge you. Theek hai, tumhari jo extra energy hai, this desire to know and learn hai, usko, or if there is parents watching, if there's older people watching, अपने बच्चों को ये बोलो, टीच दिस टू योर किड्स, यूज अप योर एक्स्ट्रा एनर्जी टुवर्ड्स थिंग्स दैट आर नॉट रिलीजन एंड पॉलिटिक्स, एटलीस्ट नॉट एट दिस एज. बी मोर सॉल्वेंट, यू नो, आई एम नॉट सेइंग इग्नोर दोज, बट जस्ट बी मोर सॉल्युबल. लेट इन्फॉर्मेशन कम, लेट इट सेटल ओवर यू, सी वॉट वर्क्स फॉर यू एंड देन डेवलप योर व्यू पॉइंट ओवर टाइम. एंड सो तीर्थक एंड आई जस्ट इंटेंडेड टू आस्क द क्वेश्चन, हाउ वी कुड मेक साइंस एजुकेशन मोर पॉपुलर, हाउ कैन वी चेंज दैट. देर इज अ सर्टन फ्यू मोर एस्पेक्ट्स दैट आईड लाइक टू कवर एट सम पॉइंट, which is how do you approach education? How do you approach what you're taught at school? How do you approach your board exams and whatnot? And around board exams, toh main videos banaunga hi, but I made one video about this already. It's on PKP Clips, my channel, PKP Clips, how to change the education system of India. Because hum log yahan baith ke sirf systems ko leke rona nahi karenge. Right? Like, I'd rather give you tangible advice from my opinion. And one of those things is for sure, learning to understand, not learning to pass exams or get good grades. But, you know, long conversation. We'll get to that some other time. This was a good live stream. I'm trying to get this channel started again. I'm trying to put the effort of having more regular conversations. And it's going to happen with time. So you're going to meet a lot more interesting people. If you do not subscribe to this channel, subscribe to this channel right now. And like, share, comment if you like this conversation so it gets across to more people. I will see you very soon. I think there's an episode on Sunday coming out with this gentleman who's about 23, if I'm not wrong. Very young guy from Bangalore. Absolutely a genius. Started his own medtech startup in America and is doing phenomenally well exploring the idea space for himself in an entrepreneurial fashion. Right? Like that guy's doing. So we learn from his experience how he went from being in Bangalore. He dropped out of sleep. Probably skipped grades and dropped out of school, then got invited into a college very early on. Very interesting story. Extremely interesting story. And then created this very interesting machine that will probably save lives. Anyway. Thank you so much. This has been absolutely amazing. I'll see you guys soon.